The Lakers. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
Bring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Brad Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Well, here we go on a lovely little Thursday. It is ladies' night, as Thursdays are in the college towns. It's a thirsty Thursday, probably a lot of drink specials. It's a Tim May Thursday. Yes, indeed. It's good to have you, buddy.
It is always great to be here, Tim. Always great to be with you, my man.
Two Tims are better than one.
Bingo, Tim squared.
I guess we'll see about that. Maybe it's too much Tim.
Yeah,
we'll find out about an hour and a half into this thing.
Sounds
how it goes.
Like a ladies' night special. Two Tims for the price of one.
Two Tims. Two. Oh, we're here. We're here.
Years
Rocking
ago.
And rolling, baby. Ryan
years
Baker.
Ago. Years ago, could we have cut that up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ryan Baker, it's good to see you. You know what? We got a lot of fun things to talk about. We got football, as you always do on the Buckeye Show. We got some basketball, some things with Jake Diebler that I saw today that are interesting. And I want to give you a chance to talk about what happened yesterday that we hit on the show, but with the nepotism law thing. Very interesting story.
I got an interesting
Jake
take on that. That's interesting.
Just hold on to it. Just hold on to it. And golf is in the air, baby. I'm telling you, I just got a text. He did this on purpose right before we hopped on the air. Sweet Lou, that's what we call Cody, our GM here, Tim, so you're in on it.
All right.
He's doing the upper deck golf experience at the Shoe right now.
Yeah.
He even wore big time golf clothes. I mean, he's white belt guy. Wow. What do you think of Sweet Lou's look? Tucked in fan shirt. He wants to rep the brand.
I think Sweet Lou looks the part. Does Sweet Lou swing the part? Is the question.
He's a decent swinger. He was a baseball player, so he's got a very flat swing.
Yeah.
But the last time we the one and only time we played together, I'm a decent golfer.
I
can range from decent to pretty good. When I played with Cody, it was one of those things where you're playing with the boss. I sucked. So he thinks I'm on some lower tier as a golfer. I was really bad.
Were you that way on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe
that's what he has to ponder.
Maybe I was. Maybe I wanted him to feel like the better golfer because I didn't want to like cast a shadow or be like a solar eclipse type of thing.
Feel good. Feel good.
But so they're having some fun. I saw Gene Smith, who we're going to talk about here at 6:33 as he's transitioning
way, quick,
out.
He
played for that.
Before you move on, though, what are they doing in the stadium? Is it Top Golf times three?
Don't worry. Yeah, I'm not moving on. Don't worry. Yeah, so what they did is they've done this in baseball stadiums, and they've done this possibly in other football stadiums, too. I'm not sure. And they make, like Top Golf-looking targets out on the field.
Oh, yeah.
They can't put sensors, at least to my knowledge. I've looked at this. I'm still on the fence on if I can get a time. Hey, if anyone out there from the university or upper deck, hey, media guy, would love to check that thing out. I don't know. You and I are going to play on Saturday,
yeah.
So
yeah,
we're out for like 4 or 5 hours. But, yeah, I think I heard you got one shot at each target, and they have a bunch of bays set up all around the 300 level, and the tee times are separated by 4 minutes or so. So there's like maybe 5 to 10 bays for each hole. So it's like hole number one, shoot at this target, then move. Hole number two, shoot at this target, then move. 9 shots, unless you want to buy mulligans.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere like between $80 and $100 per. Yeah.
Oh.
And it seemed like this was doing well. I'm seeing it all over social media. People doing
for charity.
This.
Is it for charity?
I don't know. I think Gene needs some funds because of all he's been spending.
So basically, these are all wedge shots. So it's drop it and flop it. I mean, is that as fast as you can almost, right?
I saw a bunch of Cleveland golf bags. Yeah. So it seems that Cleveland Wedges is a partner with this deal. But
promo.
I mean, you know, they're
cool. I think it's cool.
It is cool, right? And they're selling for football fans, right? And I get this, like we're coming off of spring game Saturday and you're going to get the floor here, Tim, to give some of your first observations.
Yeah.
But that's a way to experience the Shoe.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not somebody that's going to a lot of regular season
How
games.
How many times have you ever stood? I've done this every stadium before I leave. I turn around and take a last second
sure.
look.
Yeah, yeah.
And it always floors me. Rob Baller and I were talking about that today, and Dave Holmes and I talked about it before, is you're sitting there and you're looking at, you're leaving from one end, you're looking at the other goal line, and you're going, that's just a 3/4 flop wedge or something for you.
I know what you mean.
The scale of sports from one to the other is it's hard to fathom, like a baseball.
perfect.
You had a 400-foot shot.
It's
in
a
baseball.
Massive shot. It's one of the biggest home runs ever, and I can hit my sand wedge past that.
Exactly. So it just kind of puts things in perspective of what the game you're playing.
How much would a guy like me pay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how much to try to hit a shot over the warehouse at Camden Yards.
Yeah.
How much fun would that be?
Oh, it would be
to take it might take an 8-iron. I don't know.
It would be terrific.
Launch one over there.
It'd be terrific. And
$1,000 I'd pay.
Number two, if it gets over and it breaks a window, all you have to say is oops and leave. But
it's a warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
The windows were meant to be broken.
But it's just amazing, you know, the difference in scale to me.
I agree.
Pebble Beach, you're going to get to experience that, I think. But just looking out at the ocean, and you get it as hard as you can, you can't get it there, you know, on some holes.
T-minus 2 weeks.
Oh, dude.
We set sail.
I can't imagine the anxiety and eagerness all at the same time you're going through.
We're getting to this point here in April.
I've been there. I've just never played it.
We're getting to this point here in April. And again, I'm seeing all this golf stuff. Ohio Stadium's got the golf thing going on.
Yeah.
We're going to have some golf flair. We had the man of the week, maybe the man of the month, certainly the man of the month around the block. Oh, we have a guy. Again, it's all football all the time. And I get it. And with the spring game and with the quarterback situation, I understand. And we're there for you people. We're always going to be there talking about that. But when stories like this come along, this is what we have to do on the Buckeye Show.
Neil Shipley.
Is stop and give notice. And we got a dude named Neil Shipley. Mm. He'll be on the program because I talked to him today at 6:48. So don't miss that. Mr. Master.
Yeah.
He is fresh off of a Sunday. I had to pinch myself just standing there talking to the guy. I'm like, you were playing golf with Tiger Woods.
Get this.
Four days ago.
Matt Fishman and I were just sitting in the hall there a minute ago, and I said over a span of like 3 weeks, he first got to meet me, but that's nothing. I was making Matt laugh.
Man, what a day.
But he got to spend an hour and a half to 2 hours with Jack Nicklaus down in Palm Beach talking about hole by hole, shot by shot, the Masters.
He got the Augusta, whole course from Jack.
How to play it the way he played it. And then he makes the cut, which is remarkable as an amateur.
That alone is crazy.
He's number three. He's the low am. And then he's guaranteed being low am because he's the only amateur that makes it. And then, are you kidding me? You're playing with Tiger Woods on Sunday.
And you beat him by four.
You smoke him. That's a 3 week or 2 week span that he will, you know, that could really launch him. But anybody would dream to have just
an hour and a half with
Jack Nicklaus telling you shot by shot how to play Augusta National. That's crazy.
And that was before he went down there. But like you said,
right?
If you take what he accomplished from Friday through Sunday,
that's why I'm adding that in there.
Is
Are you
unreal.
Kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. It's
how
just
many golfers?
Unreal.
How many? Forget about regular guys like me and you. How many golfers have ever had that experience? Very few, I think, if any.
Look, I'm still a guy because of what golf has meant to me. My whole entire life and how I've shared it with, you know, my grandfather first and my dad at times and just, you know, made so many great friends through the sport. It's the greatest social sport that's out there. Another great golfer that Ohio State has right now is Maxwell Moldovan.
Oh, yeah.
He is a stud. They got two and maybe more than the two because there's some other good players on that team too. And they have their event coming up this weekend. You guys should check them out. The Kepler, it's at Scarlet, and they're getting ready for the Big Tens, which is at Scioto.
Next
so
week.
Two chances to see them here coming up. But
well, no, that but you get a chance to go into those
it's
golf
great.
Courses
it's great.
And walk and see them too. That's what's cool.
But I was talking about that with Max about how there's competitiveness to it, but it's also like all the. You know, depending on where you're coming from in the game, we play it with people we love, you know?
Yeah.
And then we have these kind of funny, special kind of rivalries, like me and Beam. Like, we bleep talk the you-know-what out of each
Paul
other.
Spahn.
We love to do
Moose,
it, you know?
You remember, you
Moose,
know, Moose,
yeah.
Paul Spahn and I play 30 times a year in the same thing. It never stops. By the way, I'm kind of like Neil Shipley. My dad didn't play golf. Nobody in my family did. You can tell because I can't play it hardly either, but I like to go out there and try.
Oh man! Well, hey,
I love golf. I'm not gonna.
It's great, right? And I don't mind that we spent almost the whole segment talking about it. And our guy Ryan Baker was actually out on the links today.
And by the way, every time
it was a struggle, right?
Every time I hear Ryan Baker's name, I want to say Ryan Baker Finch.
that's a good pull.
It was a struggle. The short game is not great right now.
Who's this?
Keep your head down. Stay committed.
That's it.
Just probably not enough swing lube. That's what I'm blaming it on.
Yeah, the swing oil is something that can help.
Need some more lube.
You gotta rub it in, though, man.
So you didn't have that early in the season, kind of the fall off the boat and just have a bunch of success?
No, I did not.
Did not have that at all?
I mean, there's some success. I hit some big drives, a couple nice, you know, full shots.
Okay.
The full shots aren't bad. It's the the 100 yards in that's really
that's
getting all, me.
That's the great separator, right. Brother.
Tim,
it's like a Grand Canyon.
I'll let you tease it. I want you to tease something for next segment because we got to do a deeper dive into the spring football game. What was something that really stuck out to you? But don't give it completely away. Don't give it completely away.
It really stuck out with me about what?
On Saturday, watching the Buckeyes in the spring game.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the cornerbacks on defense. That's what sticks out to me.
Uh-huh. So
this is a moment in time for the cornerback round, BIA, you know, the whole secondary. But as much as everybody's talking about, you could see the cornerbacks playing with a chip on their shoulder. Did they stop every pass? No. This has a chance to be one of those defenses you're going to remember.
We'll talk
like
about
73 or 19 or 2002, whatever.
We'll talk about that secondary and how special it could be coming up, and also some things, biggest concern, biggest certainty. What are we most excited about?
Mm-hmm.
That's all coming up. Tim May is in with us here tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Here are some ways to listen to The Fan.
You can download The Fan app or listen at home on your smart speaker or open up the iHeartRadio app or hold your head out the window and hear Common Man scream. Happy listening from the dopes at The Fan. Tailgating is a state of mind. You are listening to The Buckeye Show.
Back here on The Buckeye Show, nice little Thursday. By the way, we are brought to you by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com. Couple of Tims here. Excited that golf season is full throttle here. It's upon us. We can't wait for that. A little Saturday round. Dane Sanzenbacher going to be out there with us.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Sonsenbacher.
And Paul Moose Spahn. I think Moose and I get hit from the senior tees. He's turned 70, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty fired up about this particular scramble.
I'm always looking forward to see how football players translate with their golf swings. If some guys are beautiful at it, some guys can't do it at all.
Dane is one of those guys. If he practice, he's got to practice every day and hit every day. You know, he's a full-time father now too, you know, so it kind of takes away, but he's one of those guys that could be good at anything he tries if he wanted to be.
I will still say the most entertaining Buckeye I have seen swing the sticks would be our mutual pal Jake Ballard. Oh, my God.
Jake Bam Bam.
Oh, my
Jake
God.
Jake Bam Bam Ballard. He doesn't always know where it's going.
I know. But mostly he doesn't.
It's going nonstop, and it's going transcontinental. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, I've been trying to become his manager and get him on the long driving tour because I know he could win it. I mean,
they ask you if you want the steak or the fish one of his drives.
Exactly. He hadn't even tapped what he could do on the long driving tour, if we could get him on there and
there
stuff.
We're
looking for sponsors, you know what I mean?
Look, there was a year, Tim, where Beam and I were lucky enough. This happened one time. So, Learfield friends, if you're listening, I really enjoyed myself. There was one time they had us out for the event at Muirfield. They have like their day out there. And we were playing with Jake. And he hits the ball over the green on 14. If people can think about the memorial, the Muirfield Village, it's the par 4 that's shorter, that's got the creek that runs kind of vertically up and down the side.
Been in there a few times.
He flew his drive over that green. It was playing at something like 380.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've seen him hit balls.
He's Happy Gilmore.
We never came close to finding that. He hits balls that go out of sight. So, That's the thing. We've tried to tame that. He, no offense, but you're filling in for him in our foursome in this one because he couldn't make it. But I've watched you.
It makes sense now.
You remember Lou Gehrig? You remember Lou Gehrig when he got his shot?
Wally Pipp, man.
Do you remember that? That could happen here. John Cooper, he's calling him Willie Pep. But Wally Pipp, he could get Wally Pipped on this one, but I know one thing. You hit the ball pretty darn far yourself. Shades of
Not
Apple Valley. Memories of Apple Valley are flashing through my head right now.
Not that far, though. So Tim May is
you
here.
You hit it a long way, brother.
Timmy's here, and we had the spring game on Saturday. So day 4 of breaking down some of the coverage. We, of course, know that we don't have a starting quarterback yet, but there's many other components, right? Many other facets of this football
team. Well, we think there's no starting quarterback, but go ahead.
They could have something different inside the walls, right? But that's...
Or in their heads.
That's up to them to let that out. We're looking at this defense here. You started talking about it, and I've broken this down with Tyvis Powell on the show this week, and it really does feel like the secondary is, you know, that three-letter acronym. He told me the story, by the way, on how that came to be. If folks don't know this, that was a Kerry Combs thing, and Tyvis says they were kind of sitting around the locker room joking one day, and DBU was the three-letter acronym that kept going around, and Kerry stepped in and says, what is this DBU? Why do you keep saying DBU? You need to be BIA. Yeah. You need to be best in America right now. And they were like, okay, and it caught on.
It stuck.
Hey, you might not have liked how Kerry Combs was the defensive coordinator, but something there stuck, and Denzel Burke's throwing those three letters out, and he's a big part of why they will be that good. And it just seems like it's not just guys like Denzel Burke and Igbinosin when you just talk about the corners.
Yeah.
And Jordan Hancock and his skill. He was sticky out there.
Yeah.
It's depth, Tim. They've got guys behind these guys.
Anybody who's around me, and I know I'll make my buddies Spencer Holbrook and Andy Backstrom blanch every time Calvin Simpson Hunt comes up, because you always got to say Waxahachie, Texas. I do, just because I like that name. But there's another guy. I mean, Jermaine Matthews, like you just talked about. I mean,
good.
There's depth there.
Good.
That's why during this portal part of the year, where you sit and hold your breath, I'm sure if you're some coaches, there are some guys, you know, obviously every coaching staff wouldn't mind leaving one or two, but you want to keep that room intact if you can, just like the safety room. I mean, you didn't get to see Lathan Ransom on Saturday, and write him down the line. There's some guys who played very little. But the cornerback room has got a chip on its shoulder because all they heard about all all spring was about
Jeremiah Smith
and this wide receiver zone six and all that kind of stuff. And you could see them playing on another level on Saturday. Yeah, did they stop every pass? No. But are they competitive and will they get their hands on passes? Yes.
You mentioned a name there in Calvin Simpson-Hunt that I would imagine not every Buckeye fan is completely familiar with yet, just because he hasn't been able to get on the field because he's new here.
Got a little bit on special teams last year.
Yeah, Ryan Day and Jim Knowles, they both stopped on him. I don't know if they were asked specifically.
I asked about him.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you the one that asked this question today?
Yeah.
So here's Ryan Day on that man and building depth.
Good player. Like you said, highly rated, but good player. He's growing every day. He came in the summer, so this is his first full spring. And, for Lincoln and for he and for Jason Moore and I think Cade McDonald, those guys all came in the summer. So this is their first full year. They still haven't been on campus for a year. You think that they've been around for a long time, but they haven't. So now you're starting to see him get comfortable with the calls. We've said this before. We have got to play depth, and you're good to see Jermaine good in there, a little bit of nickel. Obviously, Jordan's going to be the starting nickel in there, but he can jump out to corner, so that gives us some flexibility. And then seeing Calvin out there as well. And the other guy who really had a good spring until, we had to have a little procedure done just to, out of caution, was Lorenzo Styles. So to your point, I think that there is good depth there, but we're going to need them all.
Nobody's even thought about Lorenzo Styles either. Yeah. And that just goes to show
we thought about it, but obviously
you know what I mean, though. Yeah. You know what I mean, though. Yeah. That just goes to show you how much talent they have on that back end. And, you'll take it, right? You're going to take it. You're going to be happy about that because you don't know everything. We like to think that we know this time of year, but we cannot sit here with a crystal ball 24/7 sports, and tell you how exactly the quarterback is going to play this year or if that offensive line is going to do everything it's got to do. Take what you got and build upon it.
We're just talking about how they looked, the times we got to watch them and stuff. And I don't know if you're going to play the Jim Knowles cut or not.
What do you want?
Question I asked
See if
him.
I have it. What'd you ask him?
When I asked him about Calvin Simpson Hunt.
I got it.
And the cornerbacks, but mainly the cornerbacks. When you've got talented, experienced guys, and then young guys coming up behind them, what it just does for a defense.
Here's what Jim Knowles said. This is telling me on Calvin Simpson Hunt. Here
he did come in late, and he compete. He's one of those guys that just competes every day, doesn't say much. He's trying to live up to the standard of the other guys. And you see him coming along. You see him step by step coming along, and put him in a competitive atmosphere, see him step up. That's a great sign.
It's great. And it's like you said, Tim, any man that hails from a place called Waxahachie.
Yeah, baby.
Waxahachie, Texas.
I-35.
That's a real place.
I-35 south of Dallas on your way to Waco.
That's not a small place outside LaGrange.
Hey, well, it used to be a small place in the middle of nowhere. I mean, that's where they filmed a lot of the movie Tender Mercies with Robert Duvall and folks way back in, I think it was the 80s.
One of the great
like independent kind of movies you can watch, because Robert Duvall was great in that movie as a washed up country western writer and singer.
Bob Duvall was often spotted around rural northern Virginia, close to where my folks lived.
Wow.
Always viewed to be a very nice guy. Coming to a couple of the diners.
Do you mean like at stores or
he had a place out there, okay. Yeah. Right. No, and I also lived in a spot in rural Virginia where it was known that one Dwayne The Rock Johnson had a nice little place, little retreat. It was one of those hush-hush things, but he would show up in this tiny general store.
My buddy Jeff Snug, you've never met my buddy Jeff Snug, but he was a sports writer for a long time before he got into real estate stuff, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson was sort of a semi-nobody on the Miami Hurricanes.
Can you imagine?
But he was great to talk to, as Jeff said, and he was basically, one of his great sources, for information about what was going on in the Miami locker room. But, it'd be something to be in a neighborhood like that.
It would be something. One day, Tim.
Yeah. Hey, you're almost in my neighborhood now, so.
A little more work to go. As Gene Smith is winding down his career as athletics director, he hinted at something getting a lot bigger. That's coming up. Tim May is in with me tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Three dudes who will make you feel like the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, we Hornswoggled, you good.
Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
To serve you. Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at upstart.com today. That's upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the colors scarlet and gray made a sound, that sound would be this. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Tim May. Two Tims.
Yeah.
So far, I think it's better than one. What am I going to do? Just yell to Baker all night long?
Ian Baker.
I'd rather have Baker, yeah, Ryan Baker Finch with me and, you know, Bodeman or Caleb running the board. But
you can yell whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know you're there. I know you're there. Are you doing good back there?
I'm great, other than I feel like I'm roasting in here, but that's always.
So. Yeah, it is quite warm in the production room in there.
Why? Every room is different now.
I don't know.
I keep going back to that review we had. We had a review. Tim, we had like the Tegna, like our company review.
Electricity in great amounts puts off copious amounts of heat. That's all I know.
Being a wannabe
electrical engineer.
This is what happened. We had our chance to voice whatever we wanted to voice, you know, talk about, you know, the way things work, you know, getting better equipment, whatever.
Sure.
Let's change our attitudes about some things. All we did was bitch and moan about how cold it was. That's it. So then they turned the temps up and it's been screwed up.
That is a great segue into what we're about to talk about.
Right?
About we need more space. We need better conditions. We need...
my working conditions are fine.
Large.
It's a little hot.
This is large, but it isn't large enough.
Yeah, it's... We don't need more square footage in here. I will say that. We've got a nice little space. We've got enough studios here.
Give you a segue there.
We just can't get our
temperature.
We can't get our cooling right.
I think it's compounded by the fact that I was out in the sun today as well. So I got a little more sun than I thought.
You are a literal redneck today.
Yeah. No, it's warm in there. I was standing in there with him and his predecessor a few minutes ago.
Yeah. So we're
and the bigger a man is, the more it's going to be warmer. You know.
We're heading towards Gene Smith's retirement now.
Yeah.
The fine athletics director at Ohio State.
Yep.
And one of the things that he was talking about, he was up there on a stage with Doug LeMaurice, and they had a little lunch with Gene Smith. Spend a day with Gene Smith, they told us.
An hour, really.
An hour, not a day.
Plus so our refreshments. Added bonus at the end.
But yeah, and had some refreshments, and you know they talked about anything and everything, as you can imagine, in that hour span. You know, what college sports is going to look like in the future. You know, taking care of all 36 sports around the block. Oh, you know, supermodel type of thing that has been out there before. But another thing that is coming down the pike, if you guys hadn't heard this, and it might sound crazy to you if you've ever taken the tour. We talked about the tour of Ohio Stadium that they're doing now. And you could do that with the Woody Hayes, too. And they've got the cool little museum and trophy room up there where you can see some of the Heisman trophies. That beautiful thing where... For the longest time, you know, they've got that kind of facility. The Cincinnati Bengals couldn't get any kind of indoor facility. Even now, they just got one of those bubbles that you can pop with a needle.
Right.
But the Woody Hayes needs to blow up. I don't mean blow up. They want to expand it. They want to renovate. They need more square footage. And supposedly in the next month or so, they're going to be taking some plans back to the board, trying to get some approval and see how they can push this forward. And Gene was kind of joking about how he's leaving this all at Ross Bjork's feet to figure this out. You've got to do that. And he was very specific in saying it's not an arms race for us. That term gets used. Gene's just saying we need it. We have guys in closets and we need the space, so we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, I mean, they want those guys to be able to come out of the closet, you know, and do their work in a regular cubicle situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been talked about for a little while now. You know, and Ohio State demands that pretty much you get the funding in place also for that. But we're talking about, and probably in the final analysis, you're talking about another building somewhere on the big, huge football lot over there that would probably be built, you know, separately, but attached to the indoor facility, because they're not going to, I think you're going to keep that the way I understand it. But you got to be able to play, because it's going to take more than, like, you know, 3 months to throw this thing up. And I'll just never forget, man, 1986 when they broke ground at the for the original Woody Hayes Athletic Center. It wasn't named that then. But one of the guys who had the shovel.
What was it? Just the training facility?
But they were eventually going to name it Woody Hayes, but Woody Hayes was there for the groundbreaking.
And like you said, in 86, and then it opened in 87.
And I walked up to him afterwards, and I said, by the way, Coach Hayes, aren't you the one that said if you're going to fight in the North Atlantic, you better train in the North Atlantic? And he laughed a little bit, and he says, you got to be. Yeah, he says, you got to keep up with the times, because at Ohio State, you got to be ahead of everybody else.
Sure,
I mean, just like the old Biggs facility was ahead of everybody else in the Big Ten when they built it. No one had a dedicated old building. You don't even know where that was now. You know, it's now the Shoemaker Center or whatever it's called. But, and it was interesting, because now, as plush and nice as the Woody Hayes Athletic Center is, the offices and training rooms and all that stuff area, it needs to be larger, because they're doing a lot more things in that building than before, and they've got a hell of a lot more people working there than in 1987 when that thing opened in the middle of the season.
There's going to be a chance for some names to be put up on the outside of some buildings here. I can guarantee you that. This was a quote. Yeah, halls. Every building on every campus is named after me. Yeah, he said, quote, "We're still talking about it. We got a plan. We hope to socialize the plan with the board in May, get their feedback, and then Dan Cloran, big guy over there, our fundraiser, chief fundraiser, and his team, and Ross and I, we talked about it, and we'll talk to a few donors before I leave and see if they'd be willing to help us." So, that's you try to do.
But Ohio State,
on your way at the door,
you almost got to have that. You got to have that part lined up in some form or fashion. Then before you can proceed, most of the time, with anything to do with Ohio State, and definitely Ohio State athletics, they don't want to be having to pay for something out of their own pocket if they can.
So after the whole show was done, he met with media for 9 or 10 minutes. I wasn't there. 11 Warriors was one of the guys that was there, too. They posted up the audio, and one of the things that they were talking about was the legacy, which is a fine question to ask someone like that who's been around not just Ohio State, but college sports, and had his handprints on everything. This, I thought, I clipped it into two different bites. Kind of him saying what he's leaving for Ross Bjork. Listen.
I probably put a significant burden on Ross with the budget, because I was playing poker with football, went all in.
Playing poker with football and went all in was how he said it.
Yeah.
Here he's talking about his legacy somewhat being tied to what he's done, and he's not even going to be here anymore when this 2024 football team puts it on the field.
Where we are with football and not winning Big Ten championships, I wanted to make sure that we did everything we could to make sure football has a real chance next year. And so when I think about my legacy, so to speak, I think about that. I hate to leave Ohio State when football is not back to winning Big Ten championships. So if that answers your question, I put a financial burden on Ross that he's got to balance the budget in the future, because I just went berserk.
I went berserk. And I think he knows how important this is to him.
Yeah.
Because, making that pick to stay in-house with Ryan Day, and the win-loss record is amazing, right? But he said it. He said it right there in the cut. Losing, not even getting to the Big Ten championship anymore. They had to do something. And the one thing that I've always respected, and you can say whatever you want to say when you take a look at his entire career and what's been done in the big sports, in football and men's basketball, because the Holtman hire, it turned out to fall flat. And then he and Ross Bjork together kind of had to decide where to go.
Clean up aisle three.
Gene had to decide to let go of Chris Holtman and have that uncomfortable conversation.
Right.
And I remember when he was asked about regret about that, he didn't mince words. He didn't, give you the canned answer. He said, well, yeah, About the extension, yeah. Not about hiring him in the first place, but when he gave the extension, when he gave it before a lot of big successes had been put on the table. But this, he understands how big of a deal this is.
And oh, yeah.
But they ponied up, though.
But I would I would add that just 2 years ago, Ohio State was within a few seconds of beating Georgia and probably winning another national championship. And in 2020, during the COVID year, they played for the national championship. Yeah, Alabama waxed them, but, you know, when COVID strikes your defensive line like it did, I mean, there are all kinds of excuses you make. It's not like the football program is in dire straits by any stretch, but if you judge it by championships, yeah, it's been 3 years. And they haven't played for the Big Ten championship. Of course, things are changing this year with the fact that the Big Ten is going to match the top two teams at the end of the year. It could be Ohio State and Oregon again, you know, depending on how they, because those are, when you look at this, right now, the offseason look, it looks like Ohio State and Oregon could be the class of the class, so to speak, with Penn State right there and maybe Michigan, but Michigan's not going to be the same team it was the last 3 years.
You're going to love Oregon.
That's 3 years.
Pack well for that one. But
exactly, and I'm definitely going to enjoy
plan
that
on
trip.
Some weather.
Never been there before. Been to Washington several times. But the point he's making is football, like at a zoo, you got to feed, you know, tigers, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. You got to feed those guys steak or beef every night, some type of football is that. That's what brings in the beef. And that's kind of what he's alluding to.
Tim May is here tonight. The show is going to keep on getting better. Neil Shipley, fresh back from Augusta. He'll join the show and we'll find out what was going on when he kept looking around the room during the green jacket ceremony in Butler Cabin on Sunday. That's next. It's the Buckeyes Show on the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your Heritage Sports Talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, buyersauto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
The college football transfer portal's been activated. Ryan Day's lurking in the shadows, trying to snag more talent, and we're working to try and make sense of it all. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Using the Buckeye hookup to play golf at Scarlet whenever we can. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall and Tim May. It just always happens that way. No, that rejoin was not scheduled to play right there. We're talking about Scarlet. Mm-hmm. And we are out at Scarlet today. It's not very many days where I pop on the air here and I have just come back from Scarlet Ohio State Golf Club.
That's called Coinky Dink.
That's Coinky Dink right there. That is a coincidence. And so I feel like I don't want to say just Neil Shipley because Max Moldovan was out there too. Oh, yeah. And he was kind enough to give us some time. And make no mistake, that guy's a stud too. That's a stud. He has played in two straight U.S. Opens. And he's going to try to qualify for third.
You know, I've been a volunteer to U.S. Open the last 2 years. I know I've said that a million times. But
you're wearing the hat right now, Tim.
Yeah. Well, LACC. I like my hat. But and I'm going to Pinehurst again, this year and stuff. But wow. I'll never forget ambushing Max after a practice round at the L.A. Country Club. He didn't have a clue who I was.
I remember that.
But they put it on Channel 10 and stuff. But mm-hmm. It was cool.
Some of it on this show, Tim.
Watched him. This guy's really stupid. Point. This guy's really, really good. he makes the cut at the U.S. Open, which is huge. I'm telling you, this is an interesting era or segment in Ohio State golf history. I think you agree, right? I mean, you got
both these guys have tour futures.
You got the low AM at the Masters who finished second at the U.S. Amateur last year, and Neil Shipley and this guy, Maxwell Moldovan, who takes a backseat really to no one. And, boy, the next two weekends could be very interesting. Heck, the next, three or four tournaments for them could be very interesting.
By the way, the Ship has the look. He's a heavyset dude with long, flowing brown hair. I'm sure you saw
him.
He's
iconic looking.
Yeah, iconic look. I'm sure you saw him if you tuned into the Masters at all and heard that he played Sunday at Augusta with Tiger Woods. So,
that in the last 2 years, his game has just exploded because he has become quite the expert at ball striking, in essence, accuracy.
He said Max helped him with that.
Yeah.
Competitiveness and knowing that Max was better than him when he arrived.
Because Max can crack some eggs. Well, you watch him hit, he can crack some eggs, but now Neil can do that. And you know what I mean by that. It's just an interesting time because one was sort of a star kind of coming in. The other, he's went to James Madison. He's kind of made his game.
Uh-huh. Yep. Look at that. Just James Madison guy, good old Harrisonburg, Virginia. They had a great year in hoops, right? Right.
I mean,
beating Wisconsin in the first round and Neil Shipley doing these things. So this was very cool for me being a golf guy. Cool for you guys, too.
Hey, wait, real quick. And Neil Shipley grew up playing a lot, I think, at Oakmont.
Pretty good track.
That's not
Pittsburgh
bad.
Guy.
That's
yeah,
not bad.
No doubt about it. Here was Neil today.
Guys, we got Neil Shipley. He's the man of the week, maybe the man of the year on the Buckeye Show. What's it feel like to be back home? I mean, you just took the four rounds at Augusta, and Neil Shipley's back at home now.
Yeah, it's great to be back in Columbus. You know, miss being here a lot. I haven't been back in about 3 weeks, so it's great to be back out at Scarlet and just really excited about being at home for the next 2 weeks for the Kepler and Big Tens.
Is it that kind of deal where it feels like a dream, maybe, where you get that first night's sleep and you wake up and you've got all these memories now playing with Tiger and Lo-Am? It's got to be special.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It still feels pretty surreal. I'm just feel so fortunate to have had such a great week at Augusta.
I wondered this about you, too. For everything that you just did this week, how unique is it that you're also qualified for the United States Open with what you accomplished last year, but all the focus and attention was on Augusta, as it should have been, and playing in the Masters, but you have another unbelievable tournament coming up should you stay an amateur for that?
Yeah, really excited and focused on Pinehurst now that we're through Augusta, and I think it's going to be another great opportunity to showcase, just how good I am.
What was the number one memory that you're going to take throughout this whole journey that you've been on?
Yeah, definitely. I think playing with Tiger on Sunday was, that's every golfer's dream almost, I think. And so just being out there with him and walking the fairways, when he's in his Sunday red was just unbelievable, and still kind of pinching myself about it.
The Sunday red, the new clothing line. Did you like the logo up close? It's kind of growing on me.
It's some nice stuff. It looks awesome. We joked around with Tiger a little bit about it and asked him about the stuff, so it was fun.
You guys talked about everything, right? We know there was no note, even though this crazy reporter was asking you about it.
Yeah, no note, but yeah, we talked a little bit about everything, about his family, about, he's asking about me and my family and my journey, so it's kind of cool to talk to the GOAT about all that.
If only you could have yelled at that reporter and said, there's no note, man. Stop lying to the people.
Well, honestly, I think it's kind of been good for the brand. It's kind of gotten us some more attention. There's been some pretty funny memes about it, too. So pretty happy about it.
Amazing stuff. And good luck at the Kepler this weekend. Good luck the rest of the year. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to stay in that mode after what you did, but I would imagine the confidence is going to carry you through having accomplished this.
Yeah, definitely just a lot of confidence now, and just got to try and stay laser focused on what we have in front of us, and I don't think I'll have any problem doing that.
Awesome, Neil. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Of course. Take care.
Good sport.
Oh, yeah. There's a gleam in this guy's eye, too, man. That's what I like about him. And like I said, you got it's interesting he called Tiger Woods the GOAT, but, you know, Jack Nicklaus is right there, too, you know. But the bottom line, like I said, the relationships he developed with those two guys, especially he wears, you know, Jack Nicklaus's brand now. So it's Tiger Woods' brand versus Neil Shipley's Jack Nicklaus
brand.
That is
cool. Yeah, he's got the Golden Bear, then Tiger with the Sunday Red, the new line.
It was a big deal they announced like a couple of weeks ago.
So this was Neil Shipley in the press conference when I asked him about that note situation, because this was blowing up on Twitter and X. Yeah. This is how that went down.
You know, I saw on one fairway, on a fairway, he wrote something and handed you a note. What was that about? Did you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, I thought he wrote something and handed you a piece of paper.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
Neil, thank you for your time. Good luck. Congratulations on a wonderful week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you all.
Thank you.
So look, like when that happened and you see the way he responds awkwardly, you just assume that a note did get passed and that Neil just kind of freaked out in the moment.
And then Neil's covering for Tiger.
Covering for Tiger.
I've had people put that to
but
me.
But it didn't happen.
And I'm just going,
what did not happen.
You're presupposing something that may or may not have actually happened that a guy's asking about. And then why did he deny it? I mean, when you haven't even proven it happened first. I mean, it was very awkward. I mean, he's sitting there.
It didn't happen. I believe him.
It's the last question of his. He's probably anticipating some question about, wow, you know, what'd you take from this week? Totally, you know, is his last question. Instead, it's that awkward little exchange. I've asked some weird questions in my time, but usually it's about something that actually happened.
The other fun thing, because before that, he was in Butler Cabin, which to me is cool. It's also one of the weirdest and most awkward championship ceremonies in sports, where you're in the quiet room and you got the champ from the previous year who might be all pissed off because he lost, is giving the green jacket to someone else.
John Rahm,
the low am is there. And they noticed that Neil was just looking all over the place. His eyes were wandering. He's looking offset, off camera. He explained to us exactly what that was about, because this also became all sorts of memes this weekend.
You know, obviously, I'm national TV. I'm really nervous, and my goals were to just like not swear and to, you know, just not say anything at the wrong time or step on anyone's toes, like, you know, speaking over Jim Nance, like that'd be pretty rough. I was looking at teleprompter for kind of the cues, and I didn't even think twice about it. It was pretty funny.
It's a fair explanation. I get it.
Well, here's the thing.
It's
you're sitting there on TV.
New thing for him.
Yeah, you're sitting there on TV for one of the, you know, first few times. Obviously, it's a big time moment in the Butler Cabin. And number three, they've told you that this guy is going to ask you a question, and then you're going to answer it. So you're not anticipating being on camera. He and I talked about that after a little press conference today. And every one of those cameras has a, if it's like Channel 10, they've all got a teleprompter sitting on them, you know, He's probably just looking, when do I come in?
It was a really, really cool weekend.
Yeah,
great absolutely. To see someone around the block O for a sport we don't talk about a whole lot get that kind of weekend. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So cool for him. Going to flip it back to football. We'll talk about a guy who said no thanks to following the Nick Saban show at Alabama. Was it right? We'll keep our finger on the college football pulse. We'll get a Baker update. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The F*** you.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you could lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening, I'm Ryan Baker. Top of the third inning over at Huntington Park. The Columbus Clippers trail Buffalo 2-0. The Cleveland Guardians topped the Boston Red Sox in Fenway this afternoon 5-4. Andrés Giménez had two hits and two RBIs. Carlos Carrasco got the win. Cleveland back at home tomorrow hosting the A's. The Reds with an off day today. They begin a series with the Angels at Great American Ballpark tomorrow night. On the final day of their regular season, the NHL has approved the sale of the Arizona Coyotes to the Smith Entertainment Group for $1.2 billion. The Smith Entertainment Group, which owns the Utah Jazz, will relocate the franchise to Salt Lake City next season. Two games in the NBA play-in tournament tonight. The Miami Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls at 7. Then at 9:30, the New Orleans Pelicans host the Sacramento Kings. Breaking sports news as it happens on The Fan.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Hour two of the program. Timmy Hall and my man Tim May here tonight. And we talk college football in this segment. We don't keep it all the time with the Buckeyes. We look at everything. And our man Ryan Baker, Ryan Baker Finch, as Tim is giving him the one day nickname only.
Another nickname into the list.
Especially if he's going to play golf, because Finch is a birdie.
He was out on the golf course today.
There
he couldn't
no
chip.
Birdies today. No birdies at all. There were chances and there were failures.
Where'd you play?
Medallion. Our guy Scotty Vegas was nice enough to take me out there. So.
Wow. Scott, wow. What day is today? Is Thursday? Is today work day? Did I miss something? We on PTO, buddy? Listen, we had Medallion in the morning and Upper Deck. Oh, because he was with Sweet Lou.
He was with Sweet Lou.
He's with the boss man, and we're doing reconnaissance work. We're studying the shoe, right? This is sports related. Yeah. Must be nice.
Had stuff to do. Had big things to do, did Scotty.
Must be nice. Well, what do we got here? Someone passed on the Bama gig. I would imagine a lot of people... They were looking at a number of candidates. And
yeah, for sure.
Got to Kalen DeBoer eventually.
Obviously, Coach Sark, history there, being the offensive coordinator for a couple years under Nick Saban before he got the Texas job. Bama came calling for Coach Sark, but he said no thanks. He was quoted as saying, "Naturally, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it, but it took me all of about 60 seconds to say, yeah, I'm not doing that. I had an awesome 2 years at Alabama and loved my time under Coach Saban, but ultimately you want to reap what you sow. We've poured a ton into this program for 3 years, and we're on the cusp, I think, of going on a run
I think.
That will be epic."
Yeah.
You never know, you know.
I understand that. I mean, this is one time where I can understand what the coach is talking about, and you look at the place that he's at right now.
Right.
You're already at Tim, I don't have to tell you what Texas football means.
I was born in Alabama, raised in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, perfect guy to talk about both these situations piggybacking one off of the other, but saying no, it's a tough act to follow, and I don't know if it's going to go well for Kalen DeBoer if I draw a line 5 years down the road. Yeah. I don't know if he's still the guy there.
Well, you know, we'll see. Interesting thing is, you know, Texas sort of came after Nick Saban several years ago. And, for one of another term, say it looked like Nick Saban kind of used that as torque to get exactly what he wanted from Alabama. And we're not necessarily talking about money for himself personally, although he did benefit from that. But yeah, it's an interesting road, let's put it that way, between major programs, because one seems like maybe a slight upgrade, but man, if you ever, like I did, I grew up in Texas. I've kept up my, all my, you know, kid folks have, my, well, my last remaining brother lives there. Dude, you can't walk 20 feet without running into a football player in Texas. If you follow my drift from a recruiting standpoint.
Everybody plays football.
Yeah. And, but there are big time high school programs down there that just play on another level in these huge stadiums. And, you know, you got James Peoples now, right now you're looking at, you got Calvin Simpson Hunt. I was just talking about,
Yeah.
You know, from Texas. Waxahachie. I mean,
J.K. Dobbins was a Texas kid.
And so that would be tough to walk away from, except Alabama, you know, and, it's interesting he thought about it because, man, you talk about huge shoes. I mean, Bear Bryant left huge shoes.
Well, you know what's interesting is seven-win Steve, it's really difficult
to get into those shoes.
It is. We would call him seven-win Steve, and I was never really big into this guy. And, I mean, just take a look at what he's done, and I think your answer is there. And, you know,
they've recruited big time since he got there.
They've recruited big time, but did they need last season.
Yeah.
They had to move. There was no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Listen to this, Tim. That was his 10th year as a head coach.
I'm with you.
That was his 10th year as a head coach. First time he ever finished in the top 20.
Yeah.
That's the first time they ended the season as an AP top 20.
Well, that's like the Starship project with, Elon Musk and stuff and SpaceX. Once that rocket starts rising, though, you know, it can take you places. And
it better.
And this will be
he hasn't done anything
the
yet,
Starship
so he's overdue.
Shots coming up pretty soon. So it's interesting. I mean, Texas, but you were right. Here's the interesting thing about Texas and Oklahoma. Be careful what you wish for, because they have gone from the frying pan into the fire in terms of competition, competitive,
consistent
competition every Saturday going into the SEC. So,
well, they don't have to mess with the Kansas Jayhawks anymore.
Well, there you go.
They're running away.
I guess you're right about that.
Running away from them. Lance Leipold about to get a stranglehold on that Big 12, baby.
Big 12 champs, put your bets in now.
Oh, man. I mean, they've been doing this with a backup and a third-string quarterback. Just imagine if that guy stayed healthy.
For sure. Guys, I don't know about you, but I think Alabama comes out on top here because I think DeBoer is a way better coach than Sark. But
really?
I don't know. That's just me.
Interesting.
Guys, I don't think there's any program that I put with the transfer portal like I do with Colorado and what they've done the past couple of years. In the wake of 14 Colorado players entering the transfer portal this week, Buffalo's head coach Deion Sanders has downplayed the notion that their departure will have a significant impact on the team. "We're good," Sanders said. "I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We good. We all right. We all right."
Do I guess it in Deion's voice, please.
I guess if you keep telling yourself, it is going to be all right.
I need Common Man here to do... "How you doing?" To do his Deion Sanders.
I can
Sanders.
Do that too, but I'm not going to. it's interesting, man. Okay, I'm on the Tim May Show this week. I did what I called a little drop in with Pete Nakos. You know, who was
recruiting guru,
keeping up with things with the transfer portal all week, because On3.com does a hell of a job there in a lot of other realms too. But you know, it's like they've lost quite a few offensive linemen. And I think a couple of starters, maybe I'm wrong about that, but
the Buckeyes might be interested in one of them.
Offensive line was their Achilles last year. No, not for some of these guys. Offensive line was their Achilles last year. You know, did get his son banged up, the quarterback. But, everybody looked at that 3 games into the year last year and said, "Ah, man, Prime has figured it out. He's figured out how to turn the portal into instant riches." They weren't saying that at the end of the year, and I think they're paying a little bit of a price for that now. And everybody, if Ohio State and Alabama and Texas and whatever want to flex their muscles when it comes to the portal, they definitely can do it, and you've seen it with Ohio State this year.
How about this story? I'll just throw this one on top because that is interesting with what Colorado is going through yet again. And look, I was of the belief that Deion was going to bring enough juice from the success that he had at the smaller level of college football.
Jackson State.
And just with his personality and his ability to win people over, that he would figure out a way to be successful and make this work. And I'm not going to shut the door on that after 1 year. I mean, it was insane what they did, right? Where, what was the overall number? it was north of 50.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
last year. First year transfers that they had in. It was a completely
new but they lost that many,
team.
Too. You know, it was like a give and take.
Yeah, it was a you guys left, and then they had to replenish the whole team, and it's going to be pretty hefty for everybody.
That, but you know, it's going to be tough.
That's
now.
Just the thing now with the transfer portal.
Yeah. I mean, Pete Nakos talks about that. Now it's like getting to 85 every year, you know, and replacing your 85 with quality guys who can play. You're not just wasting your time with them. And that's going to be – Deion kind of worked himself into a hole in that situation, my opinion, because obviously you can get like 22 guys who can play, but can you get 48 or 50?
Right. You need a lot. You need depth, as you've seen,
that's
when you're playing big
about.
Boy college football. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I ask you guys, I'm sure you saw the headline, the news about – the new transfer rule. It's kind of crazy to think about this because we've already been living in it, and there's 1,000 players in the portal in a given year in college basketball. Same goes for college football, more than that, right?
Yeah.
And now it used to be the first one's free. You get a first-time transfer free, no questions asked. Second one, you had to sit out a year.
Oh, this is hardship. Or you're a graduate.
Have a waiver. Yeah. And that would range, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what your excuse was. And the thing that gets back at the NCAA is when some guys seem to have reasonable excuses, they still seem to want to.
Gene Smith kind of spoke on that today.
Back.
Gene Smith spoke on that today without speaking specifically about that. But the idea, what's getting lost in this is this transient kind of like world we're living in now. It's going to maybe be more and more with major college athletes, with the two prime sports, pardon the pun there, is that you can't lose sight of what differentiates college football from the NFL. A lot of things do, but one is you're also there to get get an education. The academic component can't be lost, and I think it's getting lost. I don't know if you agree or not. Nobody's even keeping
up
with these.
Some of these cases, guys are playing four separate years at four different schools.
And we're not even, it's even hard to figure out. Are they keeping up in their progress toward a degree? Remember, that was a big deal?
I have no idea.
I think exactly. It's been lost, and I don't think anybody gives a rat's.
Well, you know, and that's too bad, because that is the next step on to NFL light. Well, there's already an NFL. You know what I mean? The only thing that differentiates major, big-time major college football right now from the NFL, when you take in the NIL and stuff, in the free agent market, is that you have to go to school in some form or fashion.
So, by the way, it's complete free agency. It's already felt like that. That's why maybe this headline hasn't been blown up or played up a lot, because it feels like we're already there. But there's no limit now. So it's literally no limit Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
There's no second time you have to get a waiver. It's just as long as you transfer in one of the portal windows,
right?
And those could be adjusted based on what coaches will say, and we'll get, you know, committees that look at this and what's best for everybody, and adjusting when the, you know, portal opens and closes depending on the sports calendar. But there's no limit to the number of times you can transfer and be immediately eligible. So
right.
Anyone that's in the portal right now, if this goes through, will be immediately eligible.
I mean, honestly, as long as it's not in the middle of the season, who cares when they transfer anymore?
Well, you got to care. If you're coaches, you're putting together a roster. The reason they have one in December is for guys who want out or want to make a move, can make a move beneficial for their career. Then at the end of spring, there are a lot of guys who find out they are not going to play a significant role like they thought they would. Or nowadays, you know, NIL stuff filters down. You know, you've got agents, you've got families representing you, and you may have a better offer somewhere else, and you can move. But it's the December window is when everybody jumps out the door, so to speak.
All right, you want to talk some basketball coming up here? You good
sure.
for that?
Sure.
Yeah, whatever. I'm up for some stuff. All right. Most people saw this as pretty good news on the Buckeye men's hoops front yesterday, but I'll tell you how it could have been great news. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We're the highest rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you. Or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza. A golden, crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's Signature Pizza on cauliflower crust. Like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
Are you hangry for Buckeye baseball? Matt Andrews brings you every Big Ten game on our family of fan networks. 1460 AM, The Fan's HD2, and The Fan app. Your home for Ohio State Athletics, The Fan. Ohio sports destined. All Buckeyes, all the time. You're welcome. This is the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall and Tim May here on the Buckeye Show tonight. Thank you guys so much for being here. We couldn't have our Beers and Buckeyes guy, that's Pat Murphy,
yeah,
as we get back into full two-hour shows.
He's running with the Bulls, isn't he?
He's running with the Bulls. He's not in Pamplona. He's hanging out in Barcelona in España.
Barcelona.
How about that?
Barcelona.
I think
he's got the TH in there.
He's clearly going to watch some kind of soccer match.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good place to go watch a soccer match or anything Barca. Else, man. That's one of those. I've never been there. It's one of those places I want to go before it's all over.
I hear what you're saying, man. Yeah, I too would like to take a visit to Spain. Didn't the Buckeye basketball team just go there?
I think so.
A couple of years ago?
That's where the next big eclipse is going to be, you know, I think, in Spain.
No, I think it's going to, well, maybe it will. Yeah. I know it's going to roll through Egypt because we looked that up.
Well, one's going to be Egypt, one's going to be Spain, well, I understand it. I think the one in 26.
Not the same path, the totality?
I think the one in 26 is going to rip through Spain or something, but anyway.
Okay, maybe that's doesn't matter. Maybe that's the same path, the totality then.
Yeah.
Rips through Spain and then it takes a turn and heads towards Egypt.
That would not be a... Well, it could be.
It could be. Because
I'm not going to say anything. It's supposed to be one in Africa.
You don't know what you're talking about,
Tim. It's supposed to be one in Africa in 27 or 28 or something. But I just know one thing.
Egypt is in Africa.
I know it is. That's why I was going along with your plan.
All right,
I know one thing, man. That was cool to see. We were at Triad High School, my wife and my daughter, and that was very cool to see.
What movie was that? A Vince Vaughn movie where he said Barcelona.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to say it, is Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah. Was it The Internship?
So you're supposed to pronounce the soft C is supposed to be Barcelona.
The Internship. Is that him and Owen Wilson?
Him and Owen Wilson,
might be.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Google.
Oh, hey,
he's getting, they're like, they get to put an eviction notice on his house. He's trying to tell his girlfriend that he's going to take her to Barcelona.
I love that movie.
And maybe someday they can get married under it. Put so much damn lacquer on that thing.
Oh, yeah. That's wedding planner.
So
Or but, whatever it was.
No, that's no, that's Meet
that
the Parents.
That was Meet the Parents.
Yeah, one of the greats. One of the greats.
Put Jack, your damn Jack Talk Tie.
So this Buckeye men's basketball team.
Jack Talk Tie, real good.
Real good, real good. So I saw this, how I like the game, okay? This is good in that the Buckeye men's basketball team is going to start up this 2024-2025 season with a good game, right?
Right.
I think you looked at how the non-conference schedule rolled this year, and it certainly left some to be desired with the way West Virginia turned out to be awful. UCLA was awful. You can't do anything about that one, right?
Right.
UCLA under Mick Cronin has been way better than anybody thought they would be right out of the gates. So that can happen. Texas A&M, they wound up being a pretty good team. But Texas is a good squad, good program.
Yeah.
Got no problem with that matchup. My beef is I would like to see, and I'm not getting what I want here, and I see the way that it's going, but we're always talking about one thing over here, but yet we're doing this because we can get the money
right
for doing a neutral site game. And from what I've seen, this is just a one-off. I don't know if this is going to be some kind of two-year deal, but I want to see home and homes. I wanted that West Virginia
game. Why is that so hard to do?
I didn't want that West Virginia game up in Cleveland.
Right, right.
And I got nothing against Cleveland.
Right.
It's a fine place. Rocket Mortgage, great environment, but an Ohio State West Virginia game in Columbus and then going to a spot right on the river,
yeah.
Or no, I'm saying like returning to West Virginia, going to Morgantown.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool trip, border
yes.
states. But yes, going to Austin, them coming here.
Yeah.
That to me is what I want college basketball to be.
Gotcha.
I've been to so many of these cool venues throughout my days, and there's special places around.
Yeah, but they played Alabama this year, what, in Panama City or wherever it was, right? Ohio State did.
Right, that was the hall. And I got nothing against, so here's where I stand as a fan and how I see a schedule, like a good schedule. I appreciate.
But I told you, you know, when I back in 1982, I think it was, I covered, there was a doubleheader at the Meadowlands Arena. I think it was a doubleheader, but one of the two games was North Carolina with a freshman named Michael Jordan. On
pretty
it,
good.
Playing Kentucky, and I can't remember, Sam Bowie I think was on that team and stuff, but it was a great event. I mean, great. It was Michael Jordan's real coming out party.
Look,
of what he could bring to the table, and it was at the Meadowlands Arena, right there next to the old Giant Stadium and stuff, and it was cool to cover.
If you get a chance to go to Madison Square Garden and do like the Gotham City Classic, or what's the name of one of those things, the one that like starts the season, it's like the champions. Showcase, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They've got the football guys doing their show, and then they do the ranking release at halftime or in between game one and game two, and it's Michigan State and Kansas and Duke and Kentucky starting the season, whatnot. But I would do a holiday tournament because I think that guarantees you a number of games. Last year it was two, but if you're doing the Maui, you get three games. And usually when you look at the fields, you're getting high quality basketball games.
Right.
You are beefing up your schedule. Even though those are neutral sites, I think there's a special place for the holiday tournaments because they're fun. But I would do that. I'd do your CBS Sports Classic, and then I'd cut it. I'd cut it right there. That's enough neutral site games.
Yeah.
Because that's potentially four.
But it's a
right
way you
there.
Can, but it's a way you can get those games against quality opponents as opposed to committing to home and home.
Right.
Things.
That's where I draw the line. I don't want to see the extra one. I don't want to see that third one.
Why Ohio State and
against
Dayton.
Against West Virginia and Cleveland.
Or Ohio State and Cincinnati don't play every year is just mind boggling to me. I mean, you know, maybe you understand that, but
you can
yell
that until you're blue in the face.
I know, but
nobody's listening.
I've never gotten it. We're talking about attractions. We're talking about putting fannies in seats. We're talking about fan bases that are pretty, you know, raucous out there, and why that doesn't happen is crazy to me.
It's all coming down to money and where are we going to play.
Well, you don't want to lose to those teams either.
We're looking at doing this for this year with our schedule, and we've got these things tied up to that year. And
there's always excuses.
Yeah, there are. And Xavier and Cincinnati, they've got their crosstown shootout. So how do you bring them
into
this?
But you can get UNC Asheville here anytime you want.
Anytime you want. And that's the thing. Look, I know you're going to have some. You're going to have some of the bye games, as we call them. I wouldn't say the cupcake games because programs are better than that. Like you saw what Oakland was later in the season. They started the season against Jack Golke and Oakland. And by the way, is Trey Townsend, little thing for you. I wrote a tweet about Trey Townsend from Oakland weeks and weeks and weeks ago, before he was even in the portal. And somebody sent me my own tweet again when he went in the portal. I haven't seen if he announced anywhere today. I didn't look today. So
yeah, I haven't either. But
I hope he's not gone, because when they didn't get Matt Ilaco, who they were putting some time and effort into recruiting, a Hilliard Bradley kid,
yeah,
who was part of that Princeton team that upset Arizona, and I think they went to the Sweet 16. I think they won the second game, too. But he's gone. He went to Notre Dame. So they still need some guys. They got two spots there, and that dude, Trey Townsend for Oakland, I mean, Golkey was the shooter.
Oh, yeah.
But that dude could play.
Oh,
that
yeah.
guy had 40-something in their conference tournament championship
Absolutely.
Game. So I would not mind seeing
him.
What
a joy it was to watch that team, too. I mean, you know.
Oh, man, they sent Cal down to Arkansas.
And I love their coach, you know. I mean, I immediately looked up where he has his radio show every week and stuff. Just if I'm ever, I'm in Detroit, like at least once a year, go check it out.
He's a 40-year coach.
Like about 80 people listening to it, I think.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure more people were listening to it
yeah.
after they did what they did, but. Why am I blanking on his name now?
I'm blanking also.
He had
The way he opened his press conference about Connor Stallions and all that stuff.
That
was great.
Campy. Yeah, fantastic. And that's what's cool about the tournament, is that it shines some light on guys like that.
Right.
And you have it in football too, but we focus on the guys that are at the top, at only the highest level.
You know what's
going to
be really, was really getting bit too? That, you know, used to get teams like that that would have five guys have been there 4 years playing together and then, you know, winning
and
a conference tournament
moment.
And moving. But now with the transfer portal, people are looking to pick off guys whenever they become ripe, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go to the wayside to a certain extent.
Saw this again today. We learned a little bit more about the Buckeyes' commitment to their new head basketball coach in Jake Diebler. And I know Tim wanted to say something about the old nepotism law that stuck in the way as well. But that's coming up. Tim May is in tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit. Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Where every segment is another Buckeye surprise. You've got the Buckeye Show.
Yes, you do. Two Tims. I'm Timmy Hall. My buddy Tim May is here. All you fine Buckeye fans. Get back to business in a second. I got some business right now. I'm going to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Been doing their low testosterone therapy. It's been helping me with my energy. You could do that too. But today, I want to tell you about how they can solve your erectile dysfunction issues. Make that erectile function. That's what you need. Tri-State Men's Health will help you with that. So call them at 800-900-9654. Check them out at tristatemenshealth.com. You go to that website, it will give you some information. You'll read about it. They've got all these treatments. It doesn't have to be something that you're embarrassed or afraid to talk about. You go in there, it's so nice and welcoming. You'll just be giggling about everything. ED won't even seem like a bad thing. You'll say, ha, 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 my problems are gone. That's what you'll do. It's so nice and friendly and welcoming. They've got treatments with success rates well over 90%, and some can have you last an hour or more. My God, right? So schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. The visit is just $99. You get the consult, you get the TMPSA test. If medically advised, you get a test dose. And if the dose doesn't work in the office right then and there, your visit is free. So what I would do is I would kind of hide it, you know? You know, just hide it so they can't see, they can't tell. Free visit. Little tips from the pros right there on how to get you that free visit. 800-900-9654. Go to tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you.
Be doing all the business with Tri-State.
All of it.
All of it.
I salute that commercial.
And wear your business socks when you go.
There we go.
Because we're down to business when we do that. So, sticking with basketball here, I know you were dying to talk about this nepotism law thing, and you'll get your chance here. But did you also see that Jake Diebler does have a bit of a buyout here? People were wondering when they went this route, part of the benefit in going with a first-time head basketball coach and not going for the, as we know we didn't go that route, the Coach Cal type
splash
of deal.
Splash hire. Splash hire.
$7, $8 million a year. They're not ready to find that kind of cash for this job. Maybe someday. I hope someday soon they got to pay Jake Diebler $8 to $10 million a year because he's so good. I hope we get to that and that pushes us to the next level. But his buyout is at 65% of his contract. So if they fired Deebs tomorrow, they say, oh, you know what, Jake, we decided this is not working out. You know, the 3 weeks that you've been on the job and bringing in 7'1" sophomores from Kentucky and right, that kind of thing, and Meechie Johnson back, recruiting Marcus Johnson, getting him to commit. No, it's not working. It's not happening. They would owe him $8.125 million. That's almost half of what they agreed to pay Holtman to leave in February.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
So it's a good value if he works out.
I like this hire. I've said it from the get-go. I've liked this hire. It's better than hiring a guy. And I'm not knocking, you know, my third cousin or whatever it is, Dusty May. But that was going to be a gamble, too. And it was going to cost you a lot more money to do it. Obviously, Michigan jumped on it as soon as Ohio State didn't go that route. But I like this because, you know, you're a first-time head coach. You shouldn't be making, you know, 10-year head coach money, right? Number two, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't really cost you a lot in the long run, except maybe prestige and you know what's going to happen. But I think it's going to work out big time. So
it's got to.
I just
Jake, we need you.
I've told Ross Bjork, I think this is a great move for all kinds of reasons, and one of which is the connection to Ohio basketball and all that means. And you know, so that's why I was sort of like, didn't really quite get this, why he can't hire his brother, or why his brother can't be hired at Ohio State, John Diebler.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Was a great player here, was beloved. He's what, understudy to Thad Mott over at Butler right now, assistant coach over there. But I just keep thinking Jim Trussell, you know, one of his top assistants was his brother, Dick Trussell, low those many years ago. And then, you know, we all know about the Kirk Ferentz, Brian Ferentz thing, but, you know, I was told today it was, you know, again, it was nepotism law. I go, well, why didn't that apply to Jim Trussell and Dick Trussell, for example? And I probably could dig in and find other examples, but, you know, at the least, why couldn't, okay, if your media supervisor can't be your brother or your son or your dad,
uncle, whatever,
right? Yeah,
then have it then be someone else.
Why can't the athletic director hire him? You know, what's the difference?
Have Joel Justice hire him,
yeah,
the associate head coach,
exactly,
right? Like, whatever you got to do. And
yeah,
so what you're talking about there, and this was found out by, you know, several reporters around town who did a good job here, and I think Steve Hellwagon was one that was, you know, tweeting about this the other day. And it's Ohio ethics laws. Like, you're saying, why can't John hire Jake? Law. Yeah. State law.
Jake hire John. Yeah.
Yeah. What, Jake hire John. And since Ohio State is a public university, falls under the jurisdiction of policies like the Ohio ethics law. It's just crazy, right? Because like you were saying, you could probably find other examples. They're just oozing from every pore in sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is, right? Mm-hmm. It feels like it's such a family business. Didn't Bill Belichick have a, you know, homeless-looking Steve Belichick?
That's pro football.
On his staff as well? I know it's pro football, but yeah. Collegiate sports either. I can think of stories where you even hire somebody just to try to get a recruit. Yeah. Like, tell me about that. In the Iowa one that I mentioned yesterday on the show, they wished that they had this Ohio law to fall back on to where they couldn't have gone into the Brian Ferentz situation. It just seems ridiculous that we're not greasing the right wheels. Like you said, have somebody else be the supervisor. You should also, like when we are going to do our second transfer, because in the old rule, the second one wasn't free. We have to come up with a waiver. We have to have some reasonable things to show you. John Diebler, one of the best shooters we ever had here. He knows the state of Ohio. He's a legend on the high school circuit.
Yeah.
He had a good, you know, overseas pro career. He's coaching under one of the best Big Ten basketball coaches of the last 30 years in Thad Matta. What do you mean? Like, it's just not some bogus hire. He couldn't handle being the fifth assistant here?
I feel like, and I said this on the Money last night, I feel like this is a letter of the law thing and not a spirit of the law.
Because
100%. Like you said, like, John Diebler is so qualified.
Well, this law
for this
sucks.
Job, and it's awful.
Uh-oh.
This law sucks right now.
And I understand Ohio State.
Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
I understand Ohio State is technically state employees, but come on. Yeah. What are we doing?
Nepotism is a fourth degree felony in Ohio.
Was Corey Dennis Urban's son-in-law before he hired him?
Good question.
I don't remember.
But that's a good example.
He was not a full-time assistant until until Ryan Day took over. Because he was he was not a fully fledged assistant coach until then. Because obviously Urban Meyer elevated Brian Hartline to wide receiver coach. But I'm just using an example I know very well of Jim Trussell and his brother, older brother, Dick Trussell.
And did you say
seemed to be no problem.
Did you say who Dick reported to?
Jardy
wrote about this at the bottom of his article and says it was director of football ops, Bob Tucker at the
time.
There you
go.
So somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
So, I was even wondering if that law was in place that far back, if it is like a newer law that wasn't even in.
I have no idea. All I know is brother worked for the other.
John Diebler can report to Paul Keels.
Right. I think the bottom line is
he
just can't be your immediate supervisor the way I understood the way things worked back then. So
Keels will bring the beers post game.
But I'm sure Ross Bjork would
Ross
have,
Bjork. That's what I was going to say. Him. Ross Bjork can hire him and he can report to him.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing a hell of a job. Get back in there. I just think it's a missed opportunity.
That had no idea what the hell you were doing, drawing up X's and O's.
It's
and
a
all
missed
that.
Opportunity because I think John Diebler, you know, what I understand, could be a rising star in the coaching ranks also and could really pay dividends. Plus, with, like you said, he and his family's connections to the state of Ohio and Ohio high school basketball.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Phenomenal.
Come
on.
Guys,
come
and that's
on.
Huge. I saw that with my own eyes at the state basketball tournament this year. Jake and John were there, and they were standing together.
Yeah,
and there was
not
a person that had anything to do with anything in high school basketball in this state that was there that was not swarming those guys.
Yeah. I had this handy. Jake talking about what you just said, being at the state championships that day and just soaking it all in.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable reception. I hadn't thought about that or anticipated that going into it, but for obvious reasons, the state tournament, state championship holds such a special place in my heart for our family, and I love being a part of that. I remember being a part of that long before I was in high school. It's something I look forward to every year, and I feel like our association here does a great job putting that on, and so it's something I hope to just be able to be at, you know, every year.
That is our head basketball coach, Jake Diebler, known criminal and wanted felon.
I think a little overboard.
Trying to
there.
Hire his brother.
A little overboard. You jumped off the third deck of a cruise ship there into the water.
I'm just saying what they're saying, Tim.
Maybe he was a wannabe of those, but it didn't happen.
Let's just be what they're calling us. I'm going to put an Ohio State football record on notice for 2024.
What's that?
You'll see.
Okay.
a little thing called You'll See, as we look at some Buckeye hashtags coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
You mama say you ugly, hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Common Man and T-Bone.
It's all good. Have you ever had a taste of ice cream where you just spit it out of your mouth because it was so damn bad? No, it's ice cream. We're all waiting.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
All right, so firing up Twitter and X, we are always here at the Buckeye Show. Chat with us here like Peyton did. Our guy Peyton sent one to me and you. Tim May is with us tonight, everyone. And it's he didn't even write anything. He just gave us a beautiful, sunshiny shot of the Upper Deck golf deal going on right there.
I think God, it looks gorgeous. You and I would flourish in that. I would treat it like number, was that number... Is that number seven?
Seven.
At Pebble Beach?
What score do you put me down for?
At number seven
at Pebble?
I'm figuring in the adrenaline aspect of things. I'm giving you a par.
Give me the par.
Just don't be stupid with that shot.
No, not going to be stupid.
Yeah. But you know what?
I might not have to be stupid if the wind is ripping, Tim.
I might
not have to be stupid.
You probably got to hit it harder than you think you're going to have to hit it.
What do you think the elevation decrease is on seven at Pebble? Is it similar to the sea deck down to the field at the shoe?
I don't think that, but I think it's about 40 or 50 feet. It's probably at least. I mean, Granville Golf Club or whatever it's called now, Denison Golf Club, has got a similar kind of hole. You can go out there and practice.
I love that golf course.
Yeah.
I played.
Dude, you know
McNeil, the guy that started the parade, the Browns parade, and then blew up on social media.
Uh-huh.
I played with him.
I'm acting like I do, but I have no idea.
No. Yeah, you'd know this guy's.
I did a story on Granville Golf Club a long time ago. Donald Ross, one of his gyms, and he took several of those holes, the templates for those holes, and applied them to Pinehurst number 2. I mean, because he did Granville Golf Club before he did Pinehurst number 2.
The 18th at Denison, old Granville, is one of the prettiest shots in public golf.
Oh, absolutely.
In Central Ohio.
Absolutely.
And he and I both birdied it.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm actually...
That makes you pretty good.
It might have been the last round of the year, now that I think about it.
I just like the hogback greens.
It could have been November.
The hogback greens or turtleback, as some people call them. They're just an interesting golf course. And then Pinehurst is almost just like it in a lot of places.
So, Peyton, thank you so much for sending that in. And by the way, Tim, you pointed out they've got the Top Golf-esque nets right there? Because honestly, if you if you try to do, I've seen some funny memes now of people on the range trying to do Scottie Scheffler footwork, and everybody's breaking their ankles trying to like shift their feet like Scottie does with his footwork at school. Yeah. If you get a little overzealous, you're flying to your death. Like you jump off the sea deck at Ohio Stadium, it ain't going
to
go too well.
I would love to see
the insurance there.
The insurance policy, the liability policy on that's got to be pretty interesting to look at.
I bet you had to click on something.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you had to click on something.
I bet it's got Lloyd's in it.
So I go to my Twitter account, too. So I'm kind of cheating, just cheating on this segment. But whatever. That's what I'm going to do. And I reposted. It's like a double cheat because I reposted something from the Buckeye Show's account, which is also me, newsflash. That's the guy that's, although other people have the keys to it. Baker's got that. Bodeman's got that. Do you guys ever just sit around? Will you ever throw out a nice tweet from the Buckeye Show account?
I mean, if you want me to,
just throw some Buckeye comments out there. I'm the only one doing anything. Well, you got to get that. We're in 2024. Social media age. We got to stay with the kids, man.
I'm rebellious.
This is how we got to connect with these guys, right?
I'm just going to visit a restaurant.
Getting into the YouTube space, too. So
you're what I said.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go visit a restaurant.
You're going to visit a restaurant, right? Put your phones down. So here's the thing that I pointed out. And I took the video that Ohio State reposted of Emeka Egbuka.
Oh, yeah.
Snagging that one right on the sideline from Will Howard. And I told everybody, this is a fact. True, this has been verified. I looked this up three or four times to make sure. He is only 1,042 yards, 1,042, from being the all-time leader at Ohio State.
Yeah.
So I told you before, I put that record on notice because there's going to be more games this season. And as I stated in the tweet, more games, a clean bill of health, plays like this, the one-handed snag. He's got a shot. I'm not taking it to the bank or guaranteeing it because of the way
he's
the
got
season
a hell
could
of
go.
A shot.
And hell of a shot.
I would tell you, what a great individual or great person, ever how you want to describe it, that young man is. I mean, just right on down the line. He got banged up last year. You know, you wish nothing but the best for a guy like that. And it's really funny that the most spectacular play probably in the spring game, you're expecting Jeremiah Smith to do this, that, and the other.
And Emeka says,
Emeka just
remember
had that
me.
Little, yeah, just had that little memory chip, you know.
right.
Remember me. And
this ain't my first rodeo, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love when Chip Kelly was asked about it after, and he was like, yeah, Emeka's been reminding me of that the previous 14 practices. Yeah.
And by that, he meant the way he was playing, not that Emeka was coming up to him, hey, remember, I'm really good. I mean, he was showing it, you know, in practice and stuff. So
he's a freaking player,
dude, this
man.
Is going to be, this like, is a year. I know we're going to talk about this, but I'll be on here a few
routes.
More times.
He's
but
crispy.
But this is a year, if they get right guard settled out and they settle on their quarterback, this could be a hell of a year. I'm talking about for this football team. I know I'm really stating something really profound there, like the sun is hot, but what a football team this could be in the fall.
Yeah, it's. I do wonder when you're looking at records like this, you know, you've got to. Everybody wants to talk about the run game, and I agree. Like Chip Kelly has obviously proven that he's a guy that can figure out how to get the most out of his running backs.
Oh, yeah.
And even, you know, some people have pointed out
of his run game,
even if the offensive line isn't, you know, dominant, you know, of all five players, he's a bright enough guy where he can manipulate that.
The zone read
option. What he wants.
And with the quarterback, yeah.
With the QB.
They may not call quarterback sweeps, but the zone read option is calling a quarterback run if it's there, you know, which you haven't really seen the quarterback take advantage of the last several years, and putting that back into this offense or having it be a real part of this offense is going to be huge. My prediction is Emeka Egbuka will probably set that record on some kind of drag route that he catches.
It could be.
And then cuts up the
cuts
field.
Cuts it for 45 yards.
He's fearless about the middle. He's a great guy out of the slot, but, you know, they can mix and match those things. But he seems to be primed for a big-time year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the running game is going to improve, but it's not like we're going to be throwing for 185 yards a game.
Correct.
It's going to be, there's going to be more passing numbers. It's not going to be a 300-yard passing game every game, but it'll be good.
When Kenny Guyton would replace, like, Braxton Miller in those years, you saw how that Urban Meyer offense really should work. You know what I mean? Because Kenny Guyton got everything out of the option and everything.
He had a seven-touchdown pass game.
Chip Kelly's going to demand Chip Kelly's going to demand handoffs in the zone read option and keepers and right on down the line. It's going to be interesting.
Tim, I'll see you Saturday. Bent Tree.
Be there at once so you can warm up.
A little golf action with the big cups. The
wind's supposed to be 15 to 20 out of the west.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. Thanks for doing it tonight, man.
Oh, I always enjoy it. You know that.
Yeah, thank you so much. And my man, Ryan Baker back there, Mr. Menthol.
Do it again tomorrow.
Ryan Baker Finch, yeah. A little round tomorrow at 6 with one Tyvis Powell as we dance into the weekend on a Power 5 Friday. Look up the Buckeye Show anywhere you get your audio for that podcast, folks. Amber and Ian, up next on The Fan.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.